Chapter 12. It was fully dawn when the trio slowed their headlong dash through the woodlands. Lug Lug beckoned to a strata of sandstone ledges, dotted with bushes and shrubbery. He drew his rapier.
That place looks like snake land to me. Go careful now. Serpents like these shaded places, with lots of nooks and crannies and ledges where they can sun themselves.
Mordi whispered to Asio as they crept forward.
Looks jolly silent and sinister to me. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the neighbourhood was crawling with flippant snakes. Bet they're adders too, what?
The owl scoffed.
Snakes are nowt but snakes, lass. Adders and subtractors, they're all a load of sneaky worms to me. I've never been fond of the slippery things.
Mordi froze, fixing her eye on the movements about halfway up the ledges by a slender rowan tree.
Lug Lug, I think I've found our snake. See it? Up there, coiled around that rowan root. There's the babe, too.
They ducked behind an old spruce, peering out to get a better assessment of the situation. Asio blinked.
How's the little tyke? My eyes ain't too good from this distance. Is the babby hurt, do you think?
The shrew chieftain shaded his eyes, staring hard.
I think I saw him move. Aye, he moved again, see? So baby Dupper ain't been bitten yet, or he'd be stiff as a board. That's an adder, though, I'm sure.
Mordi kept her eyes on the ledge.
How'd you know? By the thing's markings?
Logalog Lug Lug wrinkled his snout.
Can't make out any markings. It's in the shade. I can smell it from here, though. That's an adder.
The owl was sceptical of Lug Lug's judgment.
Nay, lad. All snakes smell the same. It could be a slow worm, for all thou knows.
However, Lug Lug was adamant.
That's an adder, I tell you.
Mordi treated them both to a severe wiggle of her ears.
Will you chaps stop squabbling and help me to figure out how we're going to rescue little What's-His-Face? There's no way we can sneak up on that slimy rotter. He'd see us coming from up there on the ledge. By the time we crossed the flat area and climbed those rocks, the blighter could have done away with the poor mite and scoffed him to boot. So let's stop bickering about snake smells and face up to the confounded problem.
Lug Lug shook his head.
Pity we never brought a bow and arrows along.
Mordi stamped a foot paw, but quietly.
Really, I'm looking for solutions, sir. Not wishful blinking thinking. Asio, any ideas rolling about in that feathered bonce of yours, what?
The owl blinked his huge yellow eyes.
Aye, lass, I'll back off a touch, then fly up high into sky, then zoom in and give yon worm ecky thump, just like I would wi' a lizard.
Before Mordi or Lug Lug could protest or agree, Asio shuffled rapidly backward and was lost to view. The shrew chieftain blew a sigh of frustration.
Oh, it's no good talking to that stubborn old fool. Come on, miss. We'll start advancing, careful-like, so we can give him some help, if he does what he's going to do.